It's an annual rite of fall. The release of the MCAS student achievement test scores this week as state education officials tout their new system for ranking school districts. Massachusetts schools received a waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind mandate, opening the way for a new approach that the officials say gives schools breathing room to improve. To find out how it's played out, WBUR's Lynn Joliker visited an elementary school in Worcester.
Okay, so we're going to look at the journal writing rubric. You're going to pretend that you are the teacher, and you are scoring the answers to the question, okay?
Teacher Pat Bergen is leading a small reading group in her fourth grade class at Columbus Park Preparatory Academy in Worcester. Principal Jessica Boss says the school has seen an improvement in MCAS scores over the last few years since adopting what she terms a laser-like focus on reading comprehension and a new mindset about learning overall.
It's really truly embedding a belief system that all students can achieve at high levels, as well as really getting books into students' hands and ensuring that they find a love for reading and writing at an early age.
And it's paying off. A couple years ago, Columbus Park was ranked a level 3 school in the lowest 20% statewide on the MCAS. But now the school is narrowing its MCAS achievement gap, making it one of 500 schools with a level 1 designation. That's the highest ranking in the state. When state education leaders released MCAS scores Wednesday, they cited Columbus Park as an example of how schools can improve without the strict federal requirements of the No Child Left Behind Act. The act mandates all students test proficient on standardized tests by 2014. Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says when the state got a waiver opting out of that federal law, schools like Columbus Park benefited.
This school is really the poster child for the limitations of No Child Left Behind, because under No Child Left Behind, it was identified as a failing school. Yet it's a school in the Commonwealth that's making some of the greatest progress.
But not all schools are faring so well. 19% of districts are still where Columbus Park used to be, at level 3. 3% are at level 4, showing low achievement and improvement. But a majority of level 4 schools are making notable strides. Only one district is at the point of state receivership, level 5, and that's Lawrence. Statewide, though 10th graders have shown great improvement, a large achievement gap persists in the 3rd grade, where the problem centers on literacy. Education Secretary Paul Revel.
So we know that in order to remedy some of those gaps that show up in third grade, we've got to start in preschool. And we're working very hard through a variety of approaches and interventions in our early education and care system.
The literacy-based focus is working at Columbus Park, says Principal Jessica Boss.
I think we've moved away from teaching to the test, and that's why we found success, because these students are not thrown worksheets. It's really authentic learning.
Making strides on MCAS, despite not focusing on it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.